Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those reports were, I wouldn't say they were outright bullish necessarily, but they were definitely supportive and make things very interesting if we get some things to come together, i.e. China coming in, making some purchases, both on the 25,000 or 25 million metric ton on the soybean side. If they were to come in here and buy some corn, maybe some wheat and cotton, I mean, it's a pretty dynamic market and definitely makes it very critical that we see some of these trend line yields achieved in the U.S., call it 183 on the corn, 53 or so on the beans,